We were curious about European reaction to President Bush's remarks about Iraq, Iran, and North Korea, so we've called up Stefan Cornelius, who's foreign editor of the Süddeutsche Zeitung, that's a newspaper in Munich. Mr. Cornelius, reaction to what the president had to say?
Well, rather subdued. Most European countries and governments have not paid too much attention to the State of the Union address, as that was rather regarded as a more domestic affair for the president. And I guess the rhetoric on his foreign business to do the axis of evil thing was not taken in too well. So the governments have rather decided to stay calm about it and address that on private.
What generally is the European attitude toward extending the American-led war on terror to, say, Iraq?
Well, that attitude was pronounced a couple of weeks ago pretty harshly by the British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who basically called Bush back on that plan, and followed by the German government on a more background basis, where basically the top political staff has called on Washington to hold that back. The public would not tolerate an extension on that war on such a scale right now, even though they would subscribe Bush's assumption that Iraq is evil and Iraq is a threat by producing weapons of mass destruction. However, Iraq cannot be compared to terrorist regimes like the one in Afghanistan because it's a pretty old-fashioned dictatorship. And so the line basically goes here that you beat the right devil with the wrong arguments.
The point that President Bush was making was that the United States, and I assume by extension its allies, shouldn't wait for the next attack. They must take action first rather than wake up one day to see that there has been a terrorist strike that was supported by either Iraq or Iran or some other country. That logic doesn't impress in Europe?
Well, Bush's logic is pretty strong on that point, and the United States, as the country suffering most on that kind of terrorism, has all right to argue like that. However, the European public doesn't perceive that threat as much as the United States does. There's a different kind of terrorist experience in most of European countries, and this is why it is taken far more calmly, and most countries have produced different ways of tackling terrorism, mostly homemade terrorism, and it's not the strong war type of approach Bush is leading now. And you shouldn't forget there are major elections, both in France and in Germany this year, general elections. And both governments simply do not want to be pressed upon such a huge issue as a war on Iraq, and now even having that extended on countries like Iran and North Korea, which sounded very unfamiliar to most European ears.
Would European ears think of Iran and Iraq as figuring similarly in the world with regard to terrorism and their attitudes toward the West?
Well, I guess Europeans see both countries very distinct from each other, even though there have been political and civil approaches between both over the past days and weeks. But Iran, for example, especially now from a German point of view, has always been considered as a country which can be reformed, which can be helped in its reform attempts. And the more progressive side of the government over there is certainly backed by a huge group of European politicians and the European Union in particular. And this is why this very blunt attack of Bush against Iran and also against North Korea was seen a little bit worrisome. Even though everybody knows that both countries provide weapons of mass destruction, are in that kind of business, and the shipload of weapons which was detected at the coastline of Israel a couple of weeks ago or days ago just proved that those countries provide evil.
Mr. Cornelius, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Stefan Cornelius of Süddeutsche Zeitung in Munich.